Coming up on TMS, more tattoo concerns than you can shake a stick at.
An update on Olympic medals per country.
72-year-old man still has it where it counts.
Scott might soon have a huge serving of Google fiber in his diet.
Miley and Leto are hooking up.
Charlie Sheen's new lady is already married.
That's a little spurious, whoops, isn't it? I know.
Yes.
Therapy Thursday and more on this fine episode of The Morning Stream.
Okay, everybody, come outside. Everybody ready for a wild, wet ride?
Zip, slip, and slide. You can put it on your lawn. Turn the water on, then you run, 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 and you're sliding on your tum. Zip, slip, and slide. Zip, slip, and slide. It's a lot of fun to play when the spray goes all the way. Zip, slip, and slide.
Slip and slide comes with plastic slide and fasteners from Whammo.
Makes the next wipe up easier.
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. You have chosen poorly.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. We're finishing out the week with a Thursday episode, as we are often wont to do. My name is Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott Johnson. How are you?
I'm fine. It's Thursday.
Thursday is like our punctuation.
Yeah.
It's like our, it is like the end of our weekly sentence.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Not sentence in the prison.
No. Not in the put him in the boot sense of the word.
Right, yes.
The boot. I always like that term, the boot.
Not the trunk.
It's the Canadian for about. Put them in the about.
Put them in the about. All about.
It's February 20th, 2014. February came and went like a blink in the night.
Gosh, yeah, man.
I don't know why, but here we are. Here we stand, and we're ready to tackle another Thursday episode, and that means Wendy's back. So
yay!
More of this Sweden bullcrap. I sent her a statistic. So you know, she's always talking about how these Scandinavian countries she likes to visit have it going on with,
right,
with their anti-crime and everything.
Right.
But you look up those,
how great they are.
You look at those statistics. There are more murders and rapes in Finland than there are here.
Is it a per capita thing, or is
probably there's somebody could make an argument for a capita problem. But like, we're going to hear about the Olympics here this morning. We're going to talk about that coming up here in a minute. But the point is that the numbers are bad in lots of places, especially places she really likes. Like Turkey, I don't know what's going on in Turkey, but the murders per million is just off the charts. And, you know, I just like to say, well, we're okay here. Things are fine.
Yeah, it's
fine. We got clean water to drink.
We can all walk out of our houses every morning, and not all of us are going to get shot.
No, only a percentage of people per capita, okay?
That's right.
Big thanks again for all the support on the Patreon page. Thank you, guys. Patreon.com/TMS.
You guys are the best, those of you.
Guy yesterday goes, I really want to do the $20 level. And I said, well, you totally could. That's not a problem. And he wrote back, replied to the email, and says, yeah, but I can't. I got this in school and loans. And I said, well, just do a dollar. Do 50 cents. And he goes, oh, I can do that? I said, yeah. In fact, the default thing is a dollar. So... Right. You don't have to be big spendy man. If things are tight, let's say you're a 22-year-old, just graduated college, you're, you know, getting ready for the world, and you've got loans to pay off, an apartment to pay down, and cars to worry about, and a girlfriend who loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just a little bit, a little tiny
buck.
Bit.
Do a buck. You know, when you add it all up per year, it's like, you know, 12 bucks. It's like the price of a fun size candy bar.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah. It's like
at the airport.
it's a ticket to see the Croods on a Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
Think about that. One time payment.
Yes.
Thank you, though. Really, everybody. We really appreciate it. We got a bunch of new stuff coming up on there soon. So watch for that. New additional
stuff. I see random stuff going out to patrons all the time too, like little giveaways and prizes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
free this,
you
free that.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates, really.
That's
when it
right.
comes right down to it. All right, so I talked about the tattoo lady at the gym.
Yes. Yes.
And by tattoo lady, I don't mean that she was short in a white tuxedo and welcoming people to her island.
No, but I am now that you say it that way, the tattoo lady. I'm picturing a circus tent with a swooshy font and you know, halogen lights pointed at the sign and
someone yelling "Step right up."
Exactly. Yes.
Sure. Isn't that how it works? It always happened that way in the movies.
See the tattooed lady,
the bearded woman, and the shortest man. Copulate before your eyes.
Welcome to the funhouse.
So, go towards the light, Carol Ann. All right. Anyway, not saying she's a certain circus freak. I'm just saying.
No.
We talked about her and how intimidating she was. And we got emails overnight, and multiple people sent me this link to this article at thedailymail.co.uk.
Okay.
A not always reputable news source. However, in this case, maybe it has a point. I don't know why they all thought this was interesting, because it doesn't really have anything to do with why I was intimidated by her or anything about her. But it's this headline, "Tattoo artist jailed after inking 40-centimeter-long penis on victim's back after he agreed to a dragon design." So this is a tattoo artist, Brian, who said, "Yeah, I'll do a dragon for you." And he drew a giant penis on the guy's back instead.
He'll never get caught.
Yeah. They'll never know, right? The guy doesn't have eyes in the back of his head. He can't see it. They assumed he was a vampire.
I'm looking at the photo on the page, and it looks like a dragon to me.
It is. That's the dragon he was supposed to get.
Okay, that was the intended.
Yes, but they don't show the wiener.
About my definition of dragon and their definition of dragon. Do we not have the picture of the...
They didn't include it. It's funny, though, because the way that they do the... Oh, there's three photos. Let's see.
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah, it's not. Still not showing it.
The caption on the third one. Thankful. Yeah. After not getting the tattoo he asked for, an Ipswich tattooist offered to cover the penis for free.
Oh.
Dummy, the answer is Ipswich, Ipswich clams.
So,
look at the tip of that tiger's tail, though, on the third one. Come on now.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a look here. Third photo?
Yeah.
Oh, see? Third eagle. That's a leopard, too, right? Probably a leopard.
Probably a leopard.
So this guy was drinking, I guess. This tattoo artist, he has been convicted now. Actually sent to some sort of jail time for this.
Wow.
What I don't understand.
Yeah, what is that? Is it vandalism? What does it count as? Like, well, is it?
Listen to this. According to this, after the tattoo was finished, the victim was assaulted and fled the scene. Assaulted.
Assaulted. Huh.
Whatever that is. Friends later told the victim about the penis tattoo on his back. Oh yeah. But this is the friends are the ones that told him it's like finding out a sign that said "kick me on your back." His friend's like, "Oh, dude, your back, it's a penis." Both men are sentenced to jail for their part in the crime. Ipswich tattoo artist covered up the penis design for free. You talked about that a second ago. So anyway, right. Why they don't want to show us a photo of it, I don't know, because the photo caption says, "Request. The victim agreed to being tattooed on his back, but was shocked to learn from her friends that he had a 40-centimeter-long penis inked instead." But that's not what that photo is.
No, exactly. So, show us.
What's your deal, dealio? All right.
I want to know. So starting the tattoo, Brady's design was wildly different from what they agreed on, drawing a penis, testicles, and a misspelled slogan under it, implying the man was gay. What's the slogan?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. You guys are the worst.
The Daily Mail. Give us something.
You guys are really the worst. The judge, who wore a white wig, by the way, said this. He described the tattoo as appalling and said Lord and Brandy had taken advantage of a vulnerable man. Quote, it was a miserable offense. He said, you acted miserably toward a vulnerable young man with a significant disability. What's his disability? Once again, another they're leaving us hanging.
Yes,
no,
right,
quote,
exactly.
No, it's photo, like no disability.
The more we peel this onion, the more we discover other little onions inside.
What a load of turd. All right, well, anyway. There's that.
Yes. It's a surgical operation, actually. It's called the adidectomy.
Oh, right.
Yes.
He didn't even know about it.
No.
Why did that hurt so bad? And we added adictive.
Yeah.
The real truth about metals per capita. So thanks, Josh, for sending me this, and some others have sent this around. We were taking some pride in the fact that the U.S. had a huge overall metal count. And the per capita numbers tell a different story.
You're going to tell us that our joy is short-lived. You know, basically,
sort of. I mean, we're still up there, but I want to make this argument that I don't know that this matters. Like, I understand. So it's like this: there are more great SNL comedians who came out of Canada in the 80s, but does that? And there may be per capita more comedians per capita than there are in the United States, but is that really the reason those guys came out of there?
Right, because you're saying that, well, of course, you know, it's undoubtedly going to happen
yeah.
that one in every 200,000 people is going to be an Olympic
leopard, right.
Olympic leopard. So, an Olympic champion. So the more people you have in your country, of course, the more likely it is you're going to have medals.
Yeah, I don't think this counts. I mean, honestly, no, the raw numbers is what counts. So if you look at it per capita...
Your country can have three people.
Finland's number one.
An athlete, a coach.
Yeah.
And a money guy, and you're set.
If you've got one dude who won one medal, right. and you've only got three people in your country, you're at top right. of the list.
Right.
Finland, number one, with 303 medals, population of 5 million people, and they have 17,845 people per medal.
Okay, I'm looking at a different thing than you're looking at.
You have to do the all-time on that pull-down list.
Oh, gotcha. It's just 24 Sochi. All time.
Yeah.
All time.
Now, on this list, it goes, you know, there's a bunch of stuff, and then you go way down. I don't know if this is just winter. I think this is everything. Yeah, it is everything.
This is everything.
It's winter. Hold on. Because we did Sochi and London. Yeah. This is winter, summer, all of it.
Okay.
The United States of these fine Americas. Hold on. United. Here we go. 35 on this list because, now again, way more medals. 2,320 medals.
Right.
But we have a population, instead of 5 million, we have 313 million people, according to this list. I think that number's changed. But that's 135,078 people per medal. Does that make sense?
Right.
Now, yes. I don't know. I get that this is it's a cool statistic. You know, you can go, oh, hey.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
But some of these other people are getting screwed, too. Like right. South Korea, it's not really fair. 48 million people down there.
Right.
Well, it's not fair to them.
No, I mean, this, you can't really, I don't think you can compare per capita. You know, it's an apples and oranges kind of thing. Saying murders per capita,
yeah.
You know, obviously you can say, okay, well, you know, one out of every 10,000 people is going to get killed in such and such country.
Right.
But you can't say, well, they've won one medal and they have a population of 64,237, talking about you, Bermuda.
Right.
That means that its population per medal is 64,237, putting them just behind the Netherlands, who have 268 medals.
Right. Okay, Kuwait at 100. Okay, right. 3 million people, that's roughly, and they've got one medal of all ever. One medal. That puts right. them at 100. That puts them ahead of India, who has 20 medals. But right. because they have 1.2 billion people, they got screwed and got down to the very bottom of the list.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
I don't think I buy this argument that per capita makes that big a difference.
If medals and athletes, if it were a genetic thing, like there was no training, no practice, nothing like that, that like, yeah, well, you've got a better percentage, a better chance of waking up one day and saying, hey, look at me, I'm an Olympic athlete, and going to the Olympics and performing and winning.
Right.
But the fact that it's training and it's something you can work towards,
yeah.
it makes a population comparison moot.
Right. And let me throw into this a little wrench into your chains. What okay. if I said to you, Brian, yeah. per capita, the United States has more kids playing soccer during their young youth years than any other country, but... the United States per capita has less fans of international professional soccer.
Is because, this true information?
Because I'm postulating a little bit here, but the point is that we don't care about soccer as adults in the States. That is a well-known fact. There's a few people who do, but per capita, that number's all jacked up.
Right.
But when we're all kids, we all played it, and we still do. And soccer, there's a reason we call them soccer moms, because they're dragging their kids around to play soccer all the time. And arguing with the other ladies and doing their hair and all their stupid stuff. So my point is that you can take, what's the old phrase? Statistics. There's a phrase.
You can massage numbers to your heart's content. I don't know.
That's basically the essence of the meaning yeah. of it, yes.
You know, and you know who probably put this page together? Hmm. Somebody from Finland.
Probably.
Or Sweden.
Probably.
Probably tired of hearing, you know, America crowing about all their medals. Here, I'll show them.
Yeah, look at these statistics. Yeah. Anyway, it's not even a thing about the U.S. in my mind. I just don't think this is a mathematically sound way of saying anything. This doesn't say anything. There's still right. way, we still have more medals than anybody. Well, per capita number, what does that do to change it? I don't get that.
Right. Tonga has one medal, but 103,000 people compared to our 300 million people and our 2,320 medals. But that puts Tonga above us
right.
in medals per capita.
Does that make any sense?
Olympic glory in proportion is the subhead, by the way, of this,
of course.
This page.
Of course.
Olympic glory in proportion.
Right. Now here's
even,
how...
I, Even the subtitle makes absolutely no sense.
I am in agreement that it's a cool statistic. Don't get me wrong. The idea that you can say, all right, now let's look at these numbers per capita. That's interesting. Because then you say, oh, well, only one guy came out of it. That's interesting. Out of that many people or whatever. They're interesting statistics. They do not, though, however, indicate that the baby fish-like see-through people of Finland who float 2 inches above the ground and you can see their heartbeat, they are not leading. They're not the leaderboard. It doesn't work that way. So that's all I'm saying. All right. Send your emails. Refute it till you're blue in the face. But I think I'm right. Brian, it's time for us to add Daryl to this cacophony.
Let's bring Daryl in and see what he says about this.
Interesting conversation we're having.
Yes.
Guess what? I'm doing it over here again.
Oh, look. He's over there, folks.
Don't mind me.
Oh.
Everything's fine.
Okay, here's his theme. It's Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by
the new Frog Pants University shirts. Get one now while they're hot at tiny.cc/frogu.
Frog you, baby.
Frog you.
Frog you. Daryl, you there?
I might be.
No, Bender, frog you.
Daryl, do you want to hear?
No, I don't want to hear that.
Flare gun in my locker.
I want you to hear something. This is you laughing weird.
No.
Okay? It's not, we like your laugh. Your laugh, I think, is an infectious, nice laugh. It's fine. It's a good laugh. But this is a strange one. Someone captured and emailed in here to us, so I'm going to play it for you. Here you go. There you go. It's a little bit weird, isn't it?
One more time.
There you go.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That puts me with the weird lady.
Do you remember doing that? We have some good laughs here on the show.
Yeah, you're not even, listen, in bizarre laughs per capita right now compared to Marissa Meyer.
Yeah, you're not even close. I'm trying to find her. Here's hers. Oh, that's not it.
Wow, it's changed.
Oh, here it is. There you go. She's she still wins. Still the big winner. Okay. Daryl, it's Stump a Trek Nerd time. You're the Trek Nerd. You come on here and do some Star Trek trivia. We do it every day. We enjoy it. We like it. Let's see if we like it and enjoy it today. Today is your chance.
First,
But first.
What if that Olympics thing was per capita of total athletes or of Olympic athletes?
Well, they don't have
like that.
Yeah, they don't have that on there. But if they did, that would be
population.
Yeah,
like how many people they send to the Olympic Games kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
that'd be interesting. Yeah,
I would be very interested to see that.
See, once again, an interesting, because then that's a padded numbers question of like, oh well, Russia sent 9,000 athletes, therefore they had more wins because they hedged all their bets. So that's an interesting statistic. I could get my head around that. Mm-hmm. But the per capita thing doesn't mean anything. Or are we trying to say that, does that just mean, oh, not enough people in America are interested in being full-time athletes? Does that mean that we've got too many lawyers and IT professionals? Like, it doesn't make sense to throw that out as an argument. But yes, that your idea is a good one, Daryl, and somebody probably has that somewhere. If they could dig that up, that'd be great. Statistically speaking, anyway, that must exist. All right, Daryl, it's time for your question. It is Next Generation episode related, and it is about an episode called Power Play. All right, you ready? Here we go. Sounds like an old video game magazine, was it? Was there a Power Play? I know there's Nintendo Play. Power.
If there wasn't, I'd be surprised. It just seems like the perfect...
Just some bad video game PBS show with like a dude on a microphone.
That's right.
Welcome to Power Play. Yeah, could be. In the Next Generation episode? Jeez. In the Next Generation episode, Power Play, the Enterprise is in orbit of a moon of the planet Mabu 6. Mabu 6. It's funny that I struggled more with the Roman numeral than I did the word. They pick up a distress signal, but Data says the signal has not been used by Starfleet for a very long time. They beam down to investigate. Data, Deanna Troi, and Miles O'Brien's bodies get taken over. What kind of energy is responsible for them being possessed?
Body.
Is it A, metaphasic energy? B, anionic energy? C, polaric energy? D, anaphasic energy? So metaphasic, anionic, polaric, or anaphasic.
Would you put a number question, Daryl?
Well, it's a technobabble question. I hate technobabble.
Yeah, you're not a fan?
How do you like Star Trek and not like technobabble?
Well, they didn't really do much technobabble till about the sixth season of TNG. Then they just went nuts.
Good point. Good point.
That's true. Why did they? There is a distinct uptick in that babble with those later seasons. I don't know what happened there. Did it get lazy? Was it Ron Moore?
The producers thought, the producers thought it would be cool. And Gene Roddenberry used to say, no, don't be stupid.
But then he died.
Right. Yeah.
And then they went,
woohoo, all bets are off.
He's out.
Yeah.
Captain, we've got to change out the Duflator valve. Well, make sure you use a thorium orbiter.
Exactly.
Thorium orbiter's not... You could have just fooled me in thinking those were actual Trek terms. That was not bad.
That's how dumb they were.
Yeah.
Or Micronauts toy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thorium orbiter.
That's great. You can control it. All right, Daryl, it's time to not do food because we still don't have any. Something's coming though, right? I have a banana here, but nobody likes a podcaster eating a banana.
Oh, I have a banana. Let's do that.
All right. You want to test a banana?
Okay.
Really? Here we go. Yeah, we're going to test
really
a banana.
Am.
Brian, you're going to...
I've got one upstairs. I'm not going to run and get a banana.
Okay.
Oh, no. I just spat banana.
See, bananas have the worst kind of lip smacky sounds. So
yeah,
they're
exactly.
The worst podcaster it's food
like,
to eat.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like eating paste mm-hmm. right before you have to talk.
So,
but I like them.
I'm going to swallow it before I say anything else.
They keep my guts from hurting.
Yeah, bananas are good. Good, high in potassium, soothing to the colonic wall. I've been doing some, I've been reading up on this. I know what's going on.
Right. Ramble on.
I was going to tell you guys a story, but it's too much. I can't tell it on the show. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
It's a banana story.
Wow.
Let people's imaginations run wild.
You know, Irony Man did post a great link. You can look at this link while you're, consuming your banana. I'm going to repost it here in the tadpole because it's brilliant.
All right.
It's the one that begins with postimage.org or postimig.
Postimig.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put it in Skype?
It's in chat. I'll put it in Skype.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I see it. I see it. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. What is this?
What do you think it is?
Oh, it's Don Cheadle.
It's Don Cheadle.
Well, now I have no reason to draw this.
Really? Was that on a...
I thought it was the penis tattoo or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh,
yes.
That's gnarly. Also, I don't think that's the right color for a Cheeto. It needs to be
or
oranger.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, or Don Cheadle. It's something in between.
A color between. No, I think that's the right color of a Cheeto.
Okay, but definitely not Don Cheadle color. All right. So...
Waverv posted a video of that girl who really wants to know if dogs have brains.
Yeah, we have her.
Now, banana can be used for a variety of purposes. You can bake a banana pie, banana nut bread. You can slice it and dice it for your little children. You can have it for a healthy snack. Bananas, there really are endless possibility. And hey, guess what? Did you know that instead of using eggs and cookie, you can use banana for a healthier option? Score! Now today I'm going to choose to just simply eat the banana, but these steps work if you were to slice and dice and put it into recipes or what have you. Now the first step is to peel the skin off the banana. You don't want to...
Really?
Like a like a drill through my ear into my brain.
What is the point of this? She's helping us know how to eat a banana.
Yes.
That's really happening. All right, well, she can take a flying leap, dude. That's horrible. All right, Daryl, back to the
Does
point.
Does she have brains? I really want to know.
I really do want to know. Her eyelashes look too heavy. I don't know if I could wear those. They look like they're weighing her head down. I could be wrong. All right, and that angle is obviously on purpose, isn't it?
I think so.
Think
she'd lose a lot of subscribers if she moved the camera up about 6 inches.
Probably. But if you squint, it looks like a plumber butt.
Irony Man, get on that.
Plumber butt. All right. Daryl, birthdays. Someone celebrating a birthday. I wish I had a birthday clip. We always do this and I don't have a way of like really celebrating their birthday.
God, I know they've celebrated birthdays on Star Trek, so it seems like somewhere there's gotta be a clip of
Well, I do have this.
You may now give birth.
That's not bad. We should use that.
Yeah.
No?
Happy birthday to you.
Want that one?
I like that one actually.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, who's
there's one where Worf that says something of that he hates birthdays or something.
Oh, that he doesn't know. He hates everything.
Totally.
He's like Francis in Left 4 Dead. He hates everything.
I hate birthdays. Damn it, Beryl.
All right. Daryl, go ahead. What do you got? Who is it?
Okay. That would be Majel Barrett Roddenberry.
No. Oh.
She would have been 82 today, but passed away in 2008 of leukemia after just a week, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, she recorded her lines for the 2009 movie and then promptly died.
Aww. That's terrible. I didn't know that's how she died. I don't like this whole, like, everything's great and a week later you're dead thing. That's
well,
bothersome.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's... I'd rather than suffering for a long time.
Actually, you know what? That's true. I think I'd rather go quick and not have to put myself or my family through.
I guess in my 70s, I'd be cool with that. But when I'm...
Poor Luxana.
She should have had more mud baths with Worf. That would have cleared that right up. But like people who do it in their like 30s, you know? Like a 38-year-old father comes home. Hey, everybody, how's it going? How you doing? Oh, I'm fine. A little weird pain in my side. I'm going to go get it checked out. Doctor says, oh, you've got pancreatic cancer and you'll be dead in 3 days. That stuff sucks. That's rough business right there. All right. That's depressing, too. Let's move back. Let's pull it on back. And happy birthday to her. She was the voice of the computer for so long. She was second in command in the original pilot. Mm-hmm. She was in all the TV shows. Did she ever make an appearance in the movies? I don't think so.
Well, she recorded her voice.
Oh, yeah. Nurse Chapel. Yeah, she was in there.
Was she in the movies, though? Movies?
I know she was in the first one.
Oh,
as
like
Nurse Chapel. She might have been in other ones too.
Oh, yeah. My memory is iffy on the others, but maybe.
But
the
there
first
was
one.
No, yeah. Luxana Troi never. She never appeared as that character in the movies.
No, you're right. She didn't as anything, as far as I know, in those other movies. Maybe the first one. That's it. V'ger, the V'ger movie. She was in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to your question. Metaphasic, anionic, polaric, or anaphasic. I know you love this one. I can tell. I can hear it in your voice.
This must be a seventh season one because I sure don't remember it.
Probably. I could find out.
Oh.
Season 7 was that was a problem.
or maybe it might just have a horrible memory.
Mm.
Now what? What was
season 5? Season 5, episode 15, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that should have been okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they hit and miss sometimes. Not always good.
It was starting to go bad by then. But anyway. Yeah.
So they got taken. Remember, their bodies got taken over. Their bodies got taken over by metaphasic, anionic, polaric, or anaphasic energy. They were basically other people for a while there. And they were jerks. Remember, this is the one where she had the baby. Miles O'Brien's wife had the baby while he was this other alien entity.
I missed this one, I guess. I need to go back and watch this one episode.
Mm.
It's the one I missed.
Well, it's too bad.
Anionic has anion or neon in it. So do I want neon, polar? I don't know what the other ones would be. I'm crossing those out because they have words in them.
All right.
metaphasic. That just sounds so dumb.
It does.
And the last one they all sound dumb. That's not going to determine anything.
If you're looking for the least dumb, you're screwed.
I know. What's the last one again?
Anaphasic.
Oh, that's got to be... I don't know. I'm picking that because for no reason.
All right. For no reason at all, everybody, we pick D. Let's find out if D is the proper answer by finding out now. the one you dismissed first is the right one. Anionic energy. The leftover energy from prisoners from many years earlier invaded the away team. They take hostages on the Enterprise. There's a clip of possessed Deanna telling Picard who they really are.
All right, Picard. It's not rest we seek, only escape.
Escape?
We were brought to this moon over 5 centuries ago from a star system called Uxmal. We were separated from our bodies and left adrift in the storms. Once we almost escaped on board the Essex, but that ship was incapable of eluding this moon's electromagnetic storms.
You really think that using their identities would gain our sympathy?
It was a better approach than asking you to allow hundreds of condemned prisoners on board.
Then this moon is a penal colony.
That's correct.
All right. Just having her talk like that doesn't make her insidious at all.
No, that's
I
so
am a
dumb.
Robot.
Listen, Picard. Many years ago in the poo-poo system, we were prisoners. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Real stupid. All right. I know what Daryl would do if he heard that for the first time. That right there is what he'd do. 2 for 2 this week. Not bad. 50-50. It's fine. It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to win every Olympic Games. You don't have to have all the medals. Don't worry about it. Next week, we'll do it all again. He is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. The Trek Nerd. T-H-E. Trek Nerd. You can also find him in This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com, a fantastic podcast that you should download and listen to. Daryl, let's play a little game called...
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Race or actual horse?
Let me give you... Here's your theme.
The Purell was flying all over the place.
All right, go.
Okay. You'll need it after this.
Okay.
Okay. Bidet.
Bidet.
So wait, bidet is a horse or a Star Trek thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
How's that spelled?
Just like you'd think. B-I-D-E-T.
Really?
Well, wait. The ships would have bidets because they are clearly the better, the superior toilet thing.
Right. Okay, on this one, I would lean more towards the horse because someone would name a type of horse that a lot sooner than I think someone in Star Trek would say, well, I know it's this thing that washes you after you go to the bathroom, but let's make a race out of it. Well, let's, you know.
Yeah, good point.
Let's call it an engine. Is it like that?
The bidet drive, right.
Right.
I'm with you. I think horse. I'll bet it was a horse before it was a toilet butt cleaner. So we say horse.
You're even right on your story. The bidet is named after the horse bidet.
Yay, the horse bidet. Wow,
the horse bidet.
Nothing quite
like that.
Is
there a horse that would...
Of course there's a horse.
Clean you after you went to the bathroom?
Yeah, you'd turn around and fire away.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Oh, it's the news.
And it's brought to you by the following. Get your subscription to Retro Gaming Magazine now at tiny.cc/retrosub. Featuring comics from Scott Johnson.
Hey, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm comics.
I'm one of many Scott Johnsons, but yes, that is me.
You are the Scott Johnson as far as we're concerned.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, it used to be back in the day, if you search for Scott Johnson on Twitter, you would get this rugby coach from Australia, I want to say, or New Zealand, I guess. And he doesn't show up now. I'm on the, it's almost all me front page, which is nice.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. I like that. Well, that's very weird. There's a composer as well. Anyway.
Oh, name is Scott Johnson?
Yeah. It's nice.
By the way, I do have to throw out a thank you to Devilsphere, who captured the quote-unquote money shot of the Do Dogs Have Brains banana video, and I put it in your Skype.
Oh, goodness. Is it a thing I can play?
It's not it, audio. It's an image.
All right, I'm looking right now.
This is the whole reason she did the banana video.
That's horrifying.
It is.
That's horrifying.
The expression on her face. So I guess for listeners, she's consuming the banana in a very seductive way. Or
what
someone with a normal looking face would consider a seductive way. But the expression on her face.
It's horrible.
It's as if she just discovered a tattoo on her back that was not what she ordered.
Yes. I can almost hear, I mean, her. I hear a sound when I look at this. You know what that sound is?
Like a trumpet.
That sound is, oh! That's the sound she makes.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Devil Spear, for that.
Freaking hideous.
It took a bullet for the rest of us by watching the rest of that video.
Ding dong, champagne.
Oh, geez, an Irony Man's already working on a GIF. Good. Fabulous.
Great. That's what we want.
Do dogs have brains? Because I like seriously wanted to know.
Because I would like seriously wanted to know. In the news,
yes,
a wife who's 58 called 911 because her husband, who's 72, wants to hook up with his sisters. What? Okay, we got to talk to Dunaway about this because it's in South Carolina.
It's in South Carolina?
Yeah. A Chesney woman called 911 because her husband wanted to go hook up with his sisters, according
to Chesney, like the country singer. Yeah,
oh, like, sure. What's his first name? Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
What's his? Do we know what his song would be? The one that made him famous? What is it? Not Achy Breaky Heart.
No.
Not The Gambler. I can't think of any other country songs.
That's Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, I believe. Is that the one?
No.
Is it Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain?
Mamas Don't Let Your Baby. I used to like that.
Come Over is the most popular one right now.
Come Over?
Yeah. When I see this bar, beer in Mexico, there goes my life, me and you, don't blink, somewhere with you, I go back. Any of those ring a bell?
No. Anything with a truck in it? Are there any truck words?
Like, the guy has two greatest hits albums.
I'd never give you up unless you want me to give up my truck.
Our engineer says, I am the one and only.
Okay. I don't believe
it. I don't know if he's telling me about the song or if
he's talking to you directly.
He's just pledging his eternal devotion.
He might be doing that. Right. Let's see. This is according to the Smoking Gun, obtained a report from the sheriff's office. The woman whose name has been redacted told deputies that her and her husband had some quote-unquote sex problems, but that not only does she not want to hook up with her own or with her sisters-in-laws, she wants them prohibited from coming to her house. The responding deputy wrote that he explained the no trespass law. Also, in case the story wasn't enough to dissuade you from bringing your family members into the bedroom, in September, a man in South Carolina, allegedly assaulted his girlfriend during a three-way with a woman and her cousin. The 911 line in Spartanburg County must be jammed up with sex-related incidents. What's going on down there?
Wow.
Goodness gracious. I mean, if the guy had said, if he'd have said your sisters, hers, well, even you're a twisted weirdo no matter what, but.
Well, it is her sisters.
No, it's his.
Oh, her sisters-in-law.
Yeah.
Which would be his sisters. Yeah, that's bizarre.
Hook up with his sisters. Yeah. Gross.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a little freaky.
It's gross.
Just like when we were growing up.
Yeah, just I remember that. That was pretty good. Down on the chicken farm. Yeehaw! All right, moving on here. Google Fiber.
We don't know who their daddy is. They're not like real sisters.
Yeah, we don't know. He was always traveling. They don't really look like me. It's fine. Google Fiber exploring expansion to 34 new cities. Oh, by the way, did you hear about this?
Yes,
I can't do Jay Leno anymore.
I saw your message about
the Aereo deal.
That's a bummer.
I'm super bummed. So
much for being cord killer there.
It's still working for me though.
It's like cord killer killers is what they are.
So when are they? I think they're going to make an argument that people are paying for this and have an expectation of service, and you can't just yank it away like that.
Yeah.
So right now the Today Show is on Channel 5, our local channel. We're going to run this and see if it's still working. Because of yesterday, it was still functioning.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because you can do it on your iPad. You can watch it on your iPhone.
Browser, whatever.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and the iPhone's great because I can just AirPlay it to my TV, and we watched the Super Bowl in HD.
See? That's brilliant.
Okay, here we go. Let's see where we are on the Today Show right now. Got a little something going.
Buff. Your HDX. Twin mattresses start at $79.
Okay, commercial, of course, because this is TV we're talking
RC
about.
Rev up your refund at Carl Malone Toyota. If your tax refund is $500.
All right, I can't do that.
They didn't pay for sponsorship on this. On
no,
this,
they did not.
TMS, what are you talking about?
Giving Carl Malone any extra. This Carl Malone. Welcome to Carl Malone Honda. You know what? They used to have a dealership called Stockton to Malone Honda.
Uh-huh.
Here locally, because Stockton and Malone are like our big NBA stars here, right? Or they were.
They were
the ones that almost took the championship ring from Michael Jordan in the 96 Bulls or whatever it was, 98, whatever it was. And so they opened this dealership together. Silently, without any fanfare, suddenly Carl Malone's got his own little place and Stockton's got his own little place. It's not Stockton to Malone Honda anymore. I don't know what happened. A little falling out.
Interesting.
Carl Malone say nothing. Carl Malone don't. Carl Malone say nothing. Google Fiber coming. Oh, no. So, yeah, Aereo, they're talking about specifically. So, some Utah county judge something, district judge man, is barring Aereo from the Salt Lake market and others. And one of them includes Denver.
Yeah.
So, you and I specifically targeted by this smear campaign of sorts.
And I've been looking at Aereo, you know, and thinking about cutting the cord as well, because that's the thing that would really kill it for us is the loss of our local networks. Yeah. But this kind of kills it.
Yep, it kind of murders it. So for a lot of people looking forward to that. Well, it's still working though, so I don't know what they mean by it. They're cutting it off.
I imagine it just will pretty soon. You know, at some point you're going to be watching it. And boom, it's gone.
No letters from them or emails or anything. So my guess is they have lawyers right now trying to do some sort of injunction or something.
Yeah.
To say, sorry, but we have millions of service people and they can't just suddenly have their stuff cut off because they paid for it. You know, I mean, there is some precedence for that. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, Google is expanding their fiber network. Long list of cities could be soon sucking down that sweet high-speed internet nectar. That isn't all weirded out and Comcasted up with weird throttling and all that. It's one advantage of going with Google. On its fiber blog, the search giant announced it's invited 34 cities and 9 metro areas around the Salt Lake or around the United States to work on bringing 100 times faster fiber to more locations. 34 cities, including Phoenix, San Jose, Mountain View, California, Atlanta. That's Atlanta, Georgia, Portland, Oregon, and drumroll. That's a fart sound. That wasn't a drumroll. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yay!
I am stoked.
You already have it in Provo. What do you need in Salt Lake City? Any mention of Denver?
No, none. Denver is not. Why is Denver not on that list? What's going on there?
They have 34 cities, but I'm on their blog right now, and the 34 cities, their map shows 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 potential Google fiber cities.
Googer town.
Googer fiber.
Yeah, Googer fiber. I picked up this 45-year-old Googer.
Doesn't say what the it's Googer town.
Yeah.
They don't say what the
Googer, that's your new search engine to find 40-plus-year-old women to date. Googer.com. That's perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, Denver screwed, dude. You're out.
Well, what the heck?
I mean, maybe at some point.
I think they're talking about like the outlying cities around. So Portland is one of the cities, but so are those little other cities around Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose, but all those little other cities around San Jose are included. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're getting the 34 cities out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Google.
Yeah, report it properly.
Yeah.
That's it for news. On the front of, so we got this picture yesterday. Fan sent in his receiving of the HelloFresh box and the cooking of it and then the eating of it. And my gosh, that guy, I mean, as best as 140 characters can do it, that guy seemed elated. My goodness, he was excited about the food he got.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome. And you should be too out there, people listening. HelloFresh.com has got you covered. Go check him out. We talked about him yesterday at length. I'll tell you one more time that if you want real recipes from real chefs, and then have the stuff that they would be making it with sent straight to your door, farm fresh and ready to cook, and that you can do it in 30 minutes. Would you believe me? Well, hell yes, you'd believe me, because it's true. It's just laced in truth. It's soaked in truth. HelloFresh.com is the place. They'll deliver to you if you are in their delivery area, and they are expanding all the time, so they are worth checking. Even if you checked a month ago and they weren't there, check again. If they are, use MorningStream50 for 50% off your first time use. That's MorningStream50, one word. The last number, the 50, is a 50, not a spelled out 50. MorningStream 50 for 50% off first-time customers. Do it today. You won't be sad.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville, where on today's show we celebrate a bunch of birthdays. Rihanna is going to be turning 26, and I missed her birthday last year when she turned 25, so we're going to do it this year. Rihanna's birthday, so we're going to hear some Rihanna music. It's also the lead singer of the Plain White Tees, so we'll probably have a cover of Hey There, Delilah. And it is James Dean Bradfield's birthday. UK listeners probably know him as the lead singer of the Manic Street Preachers. Mm. They're awesome. We've played them a few times here on TMS. And the fact that they do an incredible cover of Umbrella by Rihanna might mean that you hear that one on today's show.
It's always a rare sighting, but when you get it, it's a big deal.
That's right. It's a double birthday across the sky. So that'll be today on Coverville around 2 p.m.
Will there be a version of that?
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Is that one on there?
No, who does that?
Her.
Is that a Rihanna song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her and Eminem working together there on that, I think.
Oh, is that Love the Way You Lie or something?
No, I guess it's just Monster Under the Bed, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know about that one. I know that she did Love the Way You Lie, or I think it was Love the Way You Lie with
I can't think of the whole thing, but okay. I'm pretty sure that's her.
Probably, anyway. But no, you won't hear that one. You'll hear stuff like Only Girl in the World, Disturbia, Diamonds, Please Don't Stop the Music, Rude Boy.
Someone registered at Googer.com, by the way.
Really? Someone in our group?
Yeah, well, maybe. Nice. It's taken. Let's see. Googer.
Googer.
Googer.com. Assuming it's Googer, like E-R.
Yeah, like booger.
Oops, Google Chrome could not find Googer.com. How do you guys know it's registered? Someone must have looked it up.
I probably went to Whois. But Irony Man did put together the animated GIF already of the Do Dogs Have Brains girl and her
Lord.
Banana comparison to the plumber butt. Do you?
Yep, I'm looking at it now.
Oh, it's too real.
Exactly.
All right.
That could almost be a BuzzFeed quiz, like plumber butt or cleavage. And you know, you only see the small little section. You have to identify whether you're looking at plumber butt or lady cleavage. I guess plumber butt is considered cleavage, right?
So I'm going to say semi-NSFW because I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Right.
Tweet. Oh, that's hilarious, dude. Nice catch. Man, what a freak he is.
He is a talent, that guy.
Miley Cyrus and Jared Leto. Leto. How do you say it? Leto?
I say Leto, yeah.
Okay.
Leto Shuffle.
From My So-Called Life. No. Right. Wait, yes.
Was he on that? I know he's part of, what the heck band is
he's
he?
In that,
he's in 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah,
yes.
And he's in that new movie where he's a transvestite.
Oh, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
And got a Golden Globe for it. But what is it? What was the Claire Danes show? It was My So-Called Life, yeah. No, right? My So-Called Life? Yeah.
Yeah,
that was it. Yeah, he was the good-looking boyfriend in that. I think he's a little weird now, but whatever. Miley Cyrus and him are apparently getting it on. Dating rumors should be taken with a grain of salt. It was only last December she was, quote-unquote, hooking up with Twilight star Kellan Lutz. But now that it's Oscar season, gossip mongers have moved on to the likes of Jared Leto, whose Dallas Buyers Club role earned him rave reviews and a Best Supporting Actor award. U.S. Weekly reported Wednesday that the 21-year-old Wrecking Ball singer and a 30 Second to Mars frontman have bonded over art and music, and they are also, quote-unquote, hooking up. They like to have a good time, they love to talk about art and music, and they're both comfortable with nudity, a source told the magazine. That's great. They're both comfortable
with nudity.
I like to have a good time. I like to talk about art and music, and I'm really comfortable with nudity.
Like they're sitting in a bar and say, wait, you're comfortable with nudity?
So
me too.
Oh, no way.
We have so much in common.
It's like we're finishing each other's sandwiches. Yes. So they're a thing. Yeah, her bangers tour. She's nasty in that thing.
Is she?
Have you heard about this stuff?
No, I haven't. Oh, is there?
I can't even say it on the air. The thing she's doing on stage. Yeah, it's bad. Like, people are freaking out. There's photos and things. It's just like, whoa, hello. You know what she's doing? She is straight up. It's almost like she split a bet with Lady Gaga, and they both sat around at dinner one night and went, you know what? We should do half of Madonna's act. You do the half that's weird, and I'll do the half that's like really overly sexualized.
Right, there you go.
I'll do the slutty side. Okay, deal, deal. And they slapped hands and ran. I mean, that's how it feels. Because they're not. It's pretty bad. I mean, you know, whatever. To each his own. Go for it. Whatever. And I'm not all worked up about, you used to be a child star. What kind
of
a...
Sure, yeah.
Who cares? People are going to do what they're going to do, but...
Just the fact that she's this over the top, let alone...
It's a little much.
Yeah.
And it won't last forever. It'll last a couple of years, though. Enjoy it while you got it there, Miley. let's see. Charlie Sheen back in the news. She is legally married to someone else, this fiancé to Charlie Sheen that we talked about, the porn actress, yesterday or the day before. There's a bump in the wedding aisle for Charlie Sheen and his new fiance, Brett Rossi. The adult film actress still has a divorce to settle. Sheen's representative, Jeff Ballard, confirms to people exclusively. They have to capitalize it.
All caps, yes.
She's been separated from this guy for 2 years, he says. Quote, it's just a matter of the paperwork winding its way through the court system, unquote. The divorce proceedings, first reported by Radar Online, apparently aren't a problem. The divorce proceedings should be is, not aren't.
Right.
Right? Because proceedings is a thing. It's not multiple things.
No, proceedings aren't.
Yeah, but it's divorce proceedings, meaning it's proceedings assigned to a divorce singular. And that should be, apparently isn't a problem. So you'd say the divorce proceedings, oh, I could see aren't a problem.
I see proceedings aren't. Like if you were to take out that whole section, the divorce proceedings aren't a problem.
But if you said the divorce proceedings, the divorce isn't a problem, and you're right. You're totally right. There's something about the first reported by Radar Online that screws it up.
It does, exactly. Disjointed.
They're not a problem for the star who is now 48 years old. 48 years young. He looks 59, but whatever. Good luck to you, buddy. All right, we're going to bring Cleo in because apparently she has an appointment.
She does, yes.
We're going to do this now instead of later.
Sneaking up on this.
Hold on.
Are we going to? So that's it. We're not talking anymore about Charlie Sheen.
Nah, who
Brit.
Cares?
Oh, Brit. Sorry, Brit.
Wait, why can't? Oh, I got to do it over here. That's why. Hold on.
Whoops.
Just a second. Gosh.
Oh my God, these are hilarious. So apparently there's a high school or a bunch of high schools in Korea that allow yearbook photos, whatever you want to do. You don't have to sit there and lean up against a tree or whatever for your photos. You don't have to have the same photos. It's anything goes. So you've got kids in, sashes and flipping off and one kid dressed as a nun.
Perfect.
These are absolutely hilarious.
That's great. I want to see those.
There's a guy in like a really ramshackle homemade Iron Man suit.
Brilliant.
It's in Skype now for you.
This is all good.
You can enjoy this during the music break.
Carrie, aka Cleo, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? she can say hello, everybody, because she married an Asian guy.
Damn right.
Yeah. Use it while you got it. That's what I say.
I make all the yellow jokes. I do all that stuff.
Well, good. People get mad at me because I tease my brother, but I feel like I'm allowed because I grew up with a Korean. I think it's just the deal. So you're going to sum it up for us. You're going to tell us how things went, even though we're doing a little early in the show and still much hilarity could ensue between now and the end. It doesn't matter. You're still here with guns blazing.
That's right.
Lay it on us. What's going on?
All right. I wasn't here last week because scheduling. So I'm going to go back a little bit and dip into the past and bring up the funny. So let's see. When Daryl was doing his laundry last time when you were trying to do... the Trek nerd. Mm-hmm. Thorin and TVZ Gon got together and decided that the Separate Your Whites and Colors is Daryl's white supremacist cover album. Kind of nice.
Pretty good.
Yep. Let me see. I'm looking at the rest of the things I have down here. Most of it's blue, so that'll be fun. For the food segment, you guys noted that you didn't really have any more food to eat and people need to send thing. Yeah. Thorin said, I got a big old box. Is my blue haired old lady porn blockbuster. Thanks, Brian. Yeah. Tuesday Chinbeard segment. Scott needs a new belt because he's losing a lot of weight. That's awesome. Jester said running out of holes is the Ron Jeremy story. Thought that was pretty good. Oh,
wow. You got a dirty,
these
dirty
are bl- These are dirty blue group. Today. Yeah. Jeez.
These are great. Yeah. On this week from the Trek Nerd segment, let me see. We're talking about somehow we came up with Asperger's, and I don't know how that came in. I Am Groot said Asperger is exactly why Hot Pockets need to be recalled. Pretty good.
No offense to anybody with actual Asperger's, but yeah.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we were talking about the Naked Reality Show.
Yeah.
We were talking about reality show titles, and my Twitter blew up. And Crazy said, America's Got Wang. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And another Jay Martin came up with, Say Yes to the Ass.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Nice.
Yay. Yeah. So, nice. Thanks for getting me in early, guys. I had an appointment sneak up on me at the last minute.
It's all right. We're happy just to what's the word? We're happy to oblige. There you go. That's the word I'm going to use.
We'll get to hear you one way or the other.
Yeah, and have safe travels to the appointment, and may all your weddings be white. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, God, I hope so.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, it is time to take a break and play a song. What do you got for us?
I've got a tune for you. Also, it's a tune really going out to Jar Sniffer. I had to figure out which one of these two is the right one. Jar Sniffer says, hey, Sig and Beretta, congrats on entertaining our third year of tickling our delighted ear bones. One of the things I look forward to is how you guys expand my musical horizons every week. Two genres of music that TMS has introduced me to are chap hop and electric swing. Curious if you could play something that combines the two. I'll be turning 31 on February 21st, a Friday. So whenever in late February you can fit this in, know the flow, Joe. Signed, Jar Sniffer.
Nice. Jar Sniffer.
So also, a happy birthday is going out also to my Uncle George, whose birthday is tomorrow, and my grandmother, whose birthday is tomorrow also. So,
oh, great.
So the 21st is a popular day for birthdays. Sorry, I had to grab a Kleenex.
Nine months ago, many parents were getting busy, is what you're telling me.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know what the significance is, but it certainly was. All right, so chap hop and electric swing, combining the two. Well, how about if I even combine a third element in here, which is steampunk? There's a band called Steam Powered Giraffe. Have you seen these guys?
No, I've not seen these guys.
They wear makeup to make them look like steampunky robots.
I'm into that. That sounds great.
And so the video is actually worth checking out if you can find. Well, you can easily find them on YouTube. Steam Powered Giraffe is the band. The song we're going to play, they've got a couple of great covers that I was listening to earlier. The one we're going to go with is a cover of Iconopop, the one song by Iconopop that everybody knows. This is I Love It. Here is Steam Powered Giraffe.
All right, we're going to play it now, and I would just like to put a vote in. If we could retroactively make it work for my high school yearbook, could we please do like the South Koreans?
Isn't that great?
This is amazing. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that link will be shared everywhere today. Here you go. It's I Love It. And we'll be back with Wendy in just a moment.
I got this feeling on a summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn.
I threw your stuff into a bag and pushed it down the stairs.
I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care, I love it, I don't care. I got this feeling on a summer day when you were gone.
I crashed my car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn.
I threw your stuff into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care, I love it, I don't care. You're on a different road, I'm in the Milky Way.
You want me down on Earth, but I am up in space.
You're so damn hard to please, we've gotta kill this switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm an 1890s chick. I love it! I love it! I don't care, I love it, I don't care, I love it, I love it, I don't care, I love it, I don't care. You're on a different road, I'm in the Milky Way.
You want me down on Earth, but I am up in space. You're so damn hard to please, we've got to kill this switch.
You're from the 70s, but I'm an 1890s.
Is the Green Machine gonna rock the town without being seen? Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound.
Dude, Martin, ready? Action!
Today we're filming a commercial, and the reason why it's awesome is because it's related to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Every year, Mac and Cheese brings out a new shape. This year, it's Ninja Turtle shapes.
I've always had a love for the Turtles, and when I did Secret of the Ooze Part 2, it was the highlight of my life ever. I mean, I'll never top it, no matter what I do.
You have to get some rest before we use drugs.
The Morning Stream. No, you better don't.
We're back. That was iced tea, by the way. Or not iced tea, really? Vanilla ice.
Vanilla ice. Okay, yeah, and his, right.
I get my ices mixed up sometimes.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he? He's the best. Good to see him getting some work.
You know he's got talent. Whatever happened to Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? He's doing mac and cheese commercials for, and that's a recent thing.
That's right. He was doing home flipping on reality TV for a while.
Yep. You know that really
Rob
popular?
Van Winkle.
What's that? Is it Flip My House? Or there's a really popular one. I can't think of the name. Anyway, it's they film it right over here. It's like,
oh, really?
That direction, yeah. Guy's kind of a jerk from what I hear. I haven't heard good things about him. All right. It's us. It's we. It's me and Brian, and it's Wendy coming on.
Wendy!
Let's get her in here.
I have a prediction that you're going to have to go to the other computer to bring Wendy in.
Nope. I'm right here. I'm right next to my computer. It's fine. I haven't had to go somewhere else to do it. Hold on. Did it work? Yeah.
We are calling her. There ain't no turning back now.
That's going to be one of our Patreon levels. Is the higher level brings Skype over to closer
exactly
to Skype.
All to the yard. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Post Sweden, Wendy. Everyone. Was it Sweden or Switzerland? Now I don't remember.
It's Sweden.
Okay,
meatballs,
great.
Not cheese. Meatballs.
Right. What's going on with the crime rate in those Scandinavian countries?
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. So Scott sent me. I don't. Did you talk about it in the show?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like whatever.
But I wanted your reaction. Yeah.
Sweden. No, it wasn't Sweden. It was Finland.
Finland, but they're huge rape numbers or whatever they
right.
were.
Right. So like, there's like Lesotho, and it's like ridiculous, and then the next one is like a quarter of their rate.
right.
So clearly, you know, big gaps. And my thought is there's no way that's possible with like just that there's more. So my thought is it's a reporting thing, because reporting is always, always an issue.
It is, right? Like, so let's say here, and this is, I knew you were going to come with this because it's what you do. You look at these things logically, and I got to thinking, those numbers are probably high because they perhaps have a culture of reporting it every time it happens, maybe, let's say, or more so than, say, here, where they, you know, it's somebody's uncle, you better not tell anybody, I'm not going to say anything. Like, how many unreported, you know, rapes happen in the States? Probably lots.
Yeah. Significant, right. Well, yeah. There's also that, but then what are the crime rates of those countries generally? Mm-hmm. I can't speak for Lesotho, but I could speak for Iceland and Finland and Norway. I mean, they have lower crime rates generally, mm-hmm. which is also interesting. So then why is the rate of rape? I just think it's reporting.
Well, it could be. That side is super fascinating because all those censuses combined make for some really interesting reading. But it puts the UK crime rate, overall crime rate in the UK, way higher than the US. Like way higher, which is surprising. But then again, I heard from some UK people over the weekend who are like, or over the last couple of days, saying, don't be so surprised. It sucks over here. He goes, we like to think we're all pish posh and above everybody else, but I hate my country. A couple of them said, says terrible stuff happens here. Jeez. People get beat up for no reason. It sucks. I'm like, oh, so he goes, so yeah, there may be less gun crime involved in the overall crime rate, but there's still a higher rate of just hoodlum, a-hole, beat up an old lady and take her purse things going on.
Right.
So anyway, it's really interesting, I think. But not as interesting as you being on the ground in Sweden.
on the ground. Boots on the ground.
Partaking in, I don't know what, IKEA and Swedish meatballs. Like, what do you do when you go? What's
going
on? I
will tell you the coolest thing about Sweden. This is going to sound extremely racist.
Okay, great.
So just get ready for this.
All right.
It's
not like this is public or anything. It'll be fine.
No. And no one from Sweden listens, so it's cool.
Right, yeah.
Not one.
No, they are the most beautiful, lovely people I've ever been around. And it's racist because it's because they're all white. And it's not that I only like white people. I swear, that's not it. It's just that they are all lovely.
Yeah.
And it was kind of creepy. Like, where are your ugly people? They hide them? I don't know.
Interesting.
But they are all tall, thin. There's not a fat person in all of the continent. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
Well, it seems that there's got to be one guy, right? One fat guy.
Well, there
guy.
Was one. We hung out with him in Finland, and he's it. And it's because he only hangs out with Americans, which is why I think he's
That's
fat.
Why he's fat.
So you're saying that you're not a sweetogenist. You're a sweetandrist.
Yes.
Yes.
Sweetandrist. Yes. Brian nailed it.
True, it's true. No, really, they are. I'm friendly and tall. I'll tell you, it's the first time in my life I've walked around thinking, I'm not super tall among these people. They are taller. Like, all the women were about my height, maybe a little taller. Everyone was taller than Adam. It was weird.
So I have
they're like goddesses over there.
There are some people who have told me, who are expats of the fine country of Sweden, who say that they could not wait to get out of there, that they didn't like it, and they prefer America. I don't know. We have some people in the chat room who occasionally will pipe in about such issues, but I would love to hear why that is, because everyone I ever hear that goes there and visits, like Wendy, has loved it there.
Yeah. Well, and who knows, living, it might be different. I also think, I mean, look at our own country. There are people who live, I've lived in Vermont. I know those people. I have not lived in Texas. Don't quite know those people, but I can guess. And both those states would like to secede, right? Mm-hmm. So we are huge. Like the diversity in our country geographically and, you know, people-wise and just style and culture it's significant. I mean, we're taking our flights. And I'm in 10 countries over there. I mean, it is tiny in that regard, right?
Yeah.
But
that part is weird because you hear about like somebody in London. Oh, I'm going to France for my vacation.
Yeah,
and we think over here we're like, oh, how exotic and so far away. But no, it's like taking the Southwest down to Phoenix.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It is. Really, in fact, weird. We met the two nicest Swedish guys one night, and they are planning a road trip, like renting an RV and traveling from New York all the way to California. And I'm like, you're nuts. Do you know how big it is? Yeah. You know, I think they're like, this will be great. Yeah. And I said to them, okay, so what are your stereotypes of America? Because, you know, everyone there, by the way, speaks perfect English.
Yeah,
perfect. Sure. Which is handy. And they watch a ton of American TV. Yeah. So I'm like, so what's your stereotype? What's like the show you think of when you think of America? And of course, guess what it is?
Hold on. Let me think. You say Duck Dynasty. I say, hold on. It's got to be something current, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well,
current-ish. CSI.
No. Oh. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad?
Oh. And I said, oh, right, because of our healthcare. Right. That's true, actually.
Wow.
And they were like, yeah, that's so crazy. Yeah, I'm like, no, funny. Do you think that's real? Well, maybe it's real. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel bad. I love me some Breaking Bad. I think that show is fantastic, but I do not want the world to think that's how things are over here. Breaking Bad world is scary, you know?
I don't do any good with it, so I'm like, yes, we don't have health care, and we have to sell meth to feed our babies.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Go ahead and play into their bad stereotypes.
Well, and anywhere else in the world, isn't it like Baywatch? Everyone thinks Baywatch is all of America, like the entire country is a coastline. And
well, yeah, Germany, they love the
with Hasselhoff running across it shirtless. Yeah,
sure. The French.
Well, let me tell you this also about Sweden.
Yeah,
they everything is just so well thought out. Like, so you go to IKEA and you're like, yeah, I need a hook for the back of the whatever, and they have a million of them. And it's because you cannot go anywhere in that country where what you need is not right there. Like, you're in the bathroom in the airport, and there's perfectly placed hooks for your stuff, and then just feng shui everywhere. Like, the whole thing is very well designed, and it makes IKEA look like a hole. It's beautiful and well done, and you know, anyway, and then everyone's nice. So clearly I'm a little starry-eyed.
Yeah,
I know there's real things there, yada yada.
Sure Nothing's ever perfect, but I know you have a taste for the Scandinavian way of life.
Fantastic. Well, and let me tell you the other greatest thing about Sweden, if anyone goes. The ABBA Museum.
What?
There's an ABBA Museum?
Oh, my gosh. It is the funnest place I've ever been.
Really?
Oh, my God. You see, now you're speaking my language. Yeah. Now.
So wait, seriously. Can you tell me what's at the ABBA Museum? What do they do there?
Well, you, first of all, I mean, they're Swedish, right? They're just nice. Yeah. They're just four nice people who started a band and were funny clothes, and that was like, so there's not like a bunch of drama about them or anything, you know. And so the, how much can you make a museum other than all of their outfits, which is pretty astounding to look at in person. Mm. And then, you know, all their records. And then they have, as you go through, you kind of see their story and like the cars they drove in the bands they were in at first and just kind of cool stuff. And then they get to the interactive part. So you are singing on like professional microphones, any ABBA song you choose, and then it records it. And then you can go to the website and have all of your performances you can watch. And there's, I mean, I've never laughed so hard. They do this avatar. They put your face on the the thing, and then you start dancing, and I about wet my pants. Adam was so funny. Oh, and then God, they actually have a recording studio. You can have your whole band go in there and record set. And then my favorite thing is they have a piano that is tied to the piano that Benny or Bjorn, one of them, has in their home.
Yeah.
So if he ever sits down and plays the piano, it will start playing in the museum.
Oh, wow. I'm glad it's not the other way. Like, you know, people, tourists walk up and start clinking keys, and this piano in Bjorn's house starts going.
Yeah, they got it pretty protected. I just could imagine, like, his grandchild just smashing on the piano and suddenly.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in that part of the country or that part of the world, and I'd be curious to get some feedback from them about your trip and. You know, see, tell us what's, since Wendy is only seeing the good stuff, tell us what sucks. Let us know. We'd love to know.
Why is that negative? Is that Stockholm? I love Sweden.
Sweden seems cool. It seems like a place I would like to visit. Aren't we? We're related to Swedish.
Yeah, super Swedish on our mom's side. So her great grandparents and everyone past that are all Swedish.
Right. That explains the lack of tan in our family.
That explains
a lot of things.
Beautiful we are.
Yeah. We're so tall and majestic, really.
Yeah. Comes right down to it. Crap from dad's side, so I don't
know where his is, like, dirty. I don't know what his guy, he's got weird lineage. I don't know where it comes from. We're related somehow to both Eli Whitney and
Abraham Lincoln,
which, think about that for a second, Brian. Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, who relinquished the yoke of slavery from thousands, perhaps millions, at least started the ball rolling. We're still dealing with some of that. And then Eli Whitney, the man responsible for a great uptick in slavery with the cotton gin and more cotton picking, so you could fill those machines and have those pump out textile material.
Yeah, but that wasn't his intent. I mean, he was creating something that would make it easier to I believe turn cotton into gin, if I remember my history correctly.
Yeah, exactly. But it isn't about intent. It's about effect.
It's about what it was used for. Yeah, sure. Well, then, you know, so you can blame Oppenheimer and you can blame.
Now, if he would have come up with a good cotton picking machine, that perhaps would have alleviated some of the need for slavery. But he didn't do that. He just ramped up production, which meant more picking. Anyway, I think it's great. I like that.
Our internal conflict is we have their two bloodlines coursing through our veins.
That's right. One of them.
I also went to the Gutenberg Museum in Germany, and that was pretty cool.
Gutenberg, is that they chronicle all of the Police Academy movies, or just the early ones?
And Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, and Cocoon. There's a Cocoon section. It's amazing.
Yes, the guy who, you know, printing press that thing.
What's
so cool about it is no one knows what he looks like, or no one. There was literally no like drawings or paintings of him. So it came from. I mean, the first depiction of him was 100 years later.
Oh, wow.
So think if no one ever saw you, and then 100 years later, they're guessing. Wow. And the pictures are awesome. Like, he's always, like, this bearded. Like, it's just, it's us projecting on our, what That's we want funny. Gutenberg to look like. It's pretty awesome.
Why didn't he ever print something of himself? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like his face, a photocopy, like hello.
Didn't they have smartphones and digital cameras back then? What the hell?
Where's the selfie? I don't know.
Very weird. All right. Well, it's good to have you back. I'm glad you're back home and safe and full of meatballs or whatever they feed you over there. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
Can't eat those anymore.
Alan Wrenches grow on trees.
Were you gone during the Super Bowl? Not that you cared, but I think you were.
I was, and I had the funniest experience. So I'm in Amsterdam at a conference. See, it sounds so fancy, but really it's an hour flight from everywhere. Anyway, so I'm in Amsterdam, and Adam had a conference there, which is one of the reasons we went, and it was some, I don't know, nerd gathering. And we're waiting outside this super cool building, and they won't unlock the doors until 8. What is that about? I don't know, but it is pouring rain. So we're all under this, like, eave, little tiny space. And there's a guy from Seattle, and he's nerding out with Adam about whatever. And then I said, oh, congratulations are in order. And he says, yeah, it's going to be an interesting transition. We're not all quite sure of the, you know, the ramifications, but I think it's going to be a good thing. And I said, what? And Adam goes, let me translate. Wendy is congratulating you on the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl.
What did he think?
Jason is talking about the new CEO of Microsoft.
Oh, geez. Really? That's funny.
Yeah, I was. That's why you need a translator. You need a nerd to normal translator.
The nerd. It's a nerd babelfish. Sure.
Yeah, it was so funny. Anyway, right. So yeah, I've never really cared about the Seahawks. They've never even been on my radar, so I don't really have a feeling. I do hate the Broncos, though. Sorry.
Oh, dang, dude. Wow. Hate the Broncos.
That's such a strong word.
Why though?
Because of John Elway.
I think so. I also think because our cousins live there, and it was sort of a way to. I hate you, cousin. I don't know.
Yeah, cousins. Weird? That's true. We have Denver cousins.
A lot of people hate the Broncos because of John Elway, actually.
Could have been that. It was a childhood thing, so I can't really tell you. And the colors bug me. I don't know.
Yeah.
The colors bug you.
Okay. All right.
She has a point.
Can't argue with that.
All right. Well, let's get to our big therapy question of the week. And you mentioned in an email to me that you like this one, so I'm excited when you like these things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read the email. This comes to us from someone we'll call Z, because I don't want to pull his name out in the public without knowing if he wants me to. We'll just call him Z. He summed it up like this, quote, "My wife wants us to move in with her dad and save money and pay off debt so we can move into a nicer place in a year. I am vehemently opposed to this idea, and I am having a hard time considering it. I feel like it's wrong to do this. And because we can't afford to live on our own, and do these things on our own, we should be doing it on our own. Am I being too prideful about my independence and role as husband and father? Sincerely, Z." And he sent a much longer, more kind of detailed thing, but this is sort of what it boiled down to.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to feel dependent on somebody else. I totally know this feeling. This is me to a core.
Yeah,
and it also just happens to sort of be Kim, so it's always worked out. So we don't have a conflict this way. But I am terrible when we moved. I don't want to ask anybody to help move stuff. I don't need anyone lifting boxes. I do need them, but I don't want to need them.
Right.
I get this from my dad. It's just like this fierce. I got this
independence.
Yes. And I feel bad asking anybody to do anything.
I don't
care
if my back breaks carrying this box. Yes. I don't want your help.
Yeah. Yes. And if we really needed it, like if things were so dire that I had to move in with somebody to make it work, I don't think I could do it. I think it would be really hard for me. So yeah. I sympathize with Zach in about 1,000 ways. So Wendy, what's your take?
Well, I don't think he's talking about that at all.
Oh, good.
I think that is definitely a thing, but I think what he's talking about, and I 100% concur. I kept thinking about this, like, is he going to have his wife listen? Because then I got to be nice about this, but he is 100% right. First of all, you're talking about if you need help. They don't need help, right? They need to be united as a family and work towards their goals. And they are financially in a position where they can do that. They're not on the brink of homelessness or, you know what I mean? That he's actually not saying, oh, it's hard for me to ask for help. He's saying, we don't need help. She wants to speed things along, get out of debt, get a house. So
that's a good
point. She's trying to speed up the gratification of, you know, home ownership or whatever the goal is.
And debt-free. Right.
And debt-free. And, you know, and all of those are wonderful qualities or things to get to. But there is a price, and the price is living, and Scott, you can probably speak to this, having family live with you.
Ugh.
Or living with family members. That cost, I don't think most people put that into the equation where they're like, okay, I'll save this much money and I'll do this and this will be great.
Right.
The cost of what that actually is on a toll on that relationship, as well as a toll on that family's strength working together towards those goals. Because in the end, if you have a lot of debt, there's legitimate reasons that people are accumulating debt, but there's also a lot of reasons people are doing it that are based on emotional, social, certain factors, right? I mean, think about every step of your life someone is advertising to you. And if you don't have, and it's not just about restraint. I've been thinking about this because, you know, and it varies by state. When you go somewhere, it's interesting to look at, you know, I think we've talked about this before, the billboards in that community. What are they selling to those people? What does that say about those people? Or what does it say about those people trying to sell to those people? And what appeals, right? So what is your social context pressure? Is it to have a boat like the neighbor? Is it to have, you know, whatever it is, vacations.
Keeping up with the Joneses, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I think every community has its own version of that within communities too, right? So I think a bigger, sort of maybe a better approach for them is to sit down and talk about where did this debt come from? Because if it came from education or it came from other sources that were really hoping to get you further in life and, you know, eventually help you have more income, great. If it came from commercial purchases, if it came from, you know, buying quickly and not very thoughtfully, then none of that's going to change because you live with your dad and save money, because you'll get out of debt and you'll get back in debt. You might have a house now, which then, trust me, there is nothing about having a house that means you're going to spend less money.
It's more debt.
It's more debt, and it literally is more debt with your mortgage or whatever. But then there's also, like yesterday, our furnace went out. That was fun. And, you know, stuff you just don't even think about when you're a renter or whatever. Or, you know, so the core of what their problem might be with money is not going to be fixed by having a break from rent for a year. It feels like a jump start, I'm sure. And I'm sure that's what she's thinking. And she's not wrong about that being maybe an okay idea. The problem then is you got to count the cost of living with dad and what that does to your marriage, what that does to his feelings about, you know, independence and whatnot. And then also what that does in the relationship in her family, as well as, sorry, Elliot's following me around the house and threw a pencil at me and yelled dagger.
Wow, really?
Did you hear him?
More crap for that kid.
Dagger.
That was great.
Oh, trust me. All my kids will be in therapy in about the next 5 minutes. Yeah. Anyway, so then you got to kind of think about the bigger picture, because I think it's easy to just focus on the financial benefit and see that makes sense. But why are you in debt in the first place?
Right.
And if that is not being addressed, then
it's just going to
It'll come back. Yeah.
See, it's funny because in my head, I only think of these situations as only when things are dire. Like, it didn't even occur to me. Your reading of it is, I think, accurate, but it didn't even occur to me. The words weren't coming across to me that, oh, well, this is him asserting that, no, we got this. Why are we doing this? And she's doing it because I'm assuming her motivation is just, well, this is a quicker means to an end. And in her mind, the end is, let's get a house regardless of debt or anything else. And if that's all true, then you're totally right. And he probably has every right to be a little bit flipped out about that. I mean, so at the one point, it is part of this is tugging at his independence and saying to him, you can't do this on your own, but not in the way that it's supposed to, which is truly like a humbling, lost my job or some other kind of experience. That's not happening here. At least from your telling of it, it seems like it's the other way around.
Right. And if it's accurate, it's not an uncommon thing. I mean, I see that happen around here all the time. Moving in with my parents so we can blah-de-blah. Blah.
Yeah. Or, works easier when you're in your low 20s and baby's on the way or something.
And Z didn't say his age or, you know, kind of the situation other than they can't afford to pay for their own lives.
Yeah.
And that he sees a value in doing that.
Right.
I don't know nationally. I mean, I guess Dave Ramsey's kind of national, but I think it would be really valuable for them to do some type of financial education course together. Mm-hmm. And I have literally almost every one of my couples do that I work with, because it's always a problem. Even if they have ridiculous amounts of money, they still, you know, you're blending two families that have different perspectives on how finances work and what the value of money is, or the meaning of money.
Hasn't it been your experience that the amount of money really isn't, if anything, that's worse?
Like, and the take on why it's worse is what I usually see is the ramifications with their kids. Mm. Is that, and I get it. There are days where I'm like, I would like to pay someone to raise you guys. You know, and when you really could do that, you really can pay for, you know, to farm them out all the time, or to, you know, just give them whatever they wanted so they'll stop whining. You know, parenting is actually much more difficult, effective parenting. So yeah, it can be more difficult. Also, it starts to be used as sort of a game, you know, and it's relative. Everyone does this no matter how much money they have. There, you know, there's these versions of this, but that's why if I can get couples to be on the same page, at least move towards the middle with money. Part of that is exploring, what does it mean to you? Like, you know, for her, and we have a very instant gratification culture, right? I want it now. there's a reason debt exists, because, you know, we want something we don't have the money for, and so we go into debt for it. And so there really needs to be some maybe exploration of what they're both doing, because this might come across as Zach, so I'm just going to say it, it's his pride, and he needs to, you know, say, well, this really is a good decision, and I just got to put my ego aside. Sure, that's a possibility, but I wouldn't assume that until you've kind of explored other things, like, you know, what's the cause of the debt, and then what is really the end goal, and is it worth that relationship with her dad, or is that going to be fine? I mean, is the guy gone half the year and it doesn't matter, or, you know, they can think it through, but I think it's a really valid concern that he has.
Right, and I don't know. I feel like his so then the hard part is, how does he broach it with her, though, and get away from you know, this. But it sounds to me like he's ready to pop. Like, this doesn't, I get the vibe off of that email, and maybe totally different in real life, I don't know, but I get the vibe off the email that he's kind of super irritated by this.
Yeah.
And if he is, well, that's not good either. Like, he's, I don't mean that's his fault. I just mean, this is going to be a confrontation. Clearly she has her mindset on it. Is there a way for him, or a trick or a technique or a practice that's best suited for his approach with her to make the better decision? I don't know. I feel like he's going to have an argument one way or the other.
Right. And I, you know, that's going to be a normal part of life.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be afraid of that. However, I think if she's already got her mind set on it, here's where this also backfires. And that is, if her mind's set on it and she kind of gets her way and he goes along with it and he's resentful the whole time, mm-hmm. the cost is even bigger. So now he's going into this with sort of feelings of, well, this was stupid. And so anything that kind of goes wrong or anything that's tricky, or, you know, years later when they're in debt again, and he's just like, well, that was stupid and it ruined our marriage. I mean, I think so often people are looking at even the most logical approach. Like, you can say logically, this is a good way to save money and get out of debt, right? That you have to add all those other elements to sort of your cost benefit analysis. Is this really what we need to do down the road? So when I read this email just yesterday or the day before, I had a client who, and I'm changing details so they don't know who they are, but 26 years old and just finishing college, which takes a long time. When your parents say, I will pay for your education, no matter how long it takes, it's probably not a good thing to say to your kids.
Yeah.
So anyway, took her a long time to get a 4-year degree. And, is struggling with lots of things, and one being paralysis in decision making. Cannot make a decision without parents' approval, even though she totally disagrees with them, or, you know, does things she doesn't want to do. And it's because there's this financial sort of chain. And what these parents, in all good consciousness, in all good intentions, just want to make life good for her and easier than it would be otherwise. And helping her, but what they haven't realized is they have sort of entangled her in this, and it's kind of a generational thing. There's a lot of parents who've had more money than their parents had, so that they can do this sort of thing. They can help their kids in ways that their own parents couldn't help them, and they're thinking, oh, I'm going to save you from all the struggle I went through. But then the consequence is anxiety and depression and paralysis and decision making problems and social ramifications, in this girl's case, eating disorders and lack of feeling any control in her life. And you can say, well, it doesn't all come down to the parents having the money, but in some ways it kind of does. Yeah. Because you don't learn, first of all, to make any mistakes or know that you can do something that's difficult, or that you can survive. And the reality is, I said, so what if your parents died tomorrow and their money all burned up? She's like, well, I'd have to figure it out.
Yeah, be forced
and
to.
And it terrifies her. But I said, well, and actually what you have to do is figure it out without them dying and their money all burning up, which right. means you got to say no. So I think sometimes the cost people don't recognize is the damage that can happen by living with family. That's never good on a marriage, either side, in my opinion, mm-hmm. unless you're in another country with a different culture.
Right, right.
But not so much here. And then also the benefit is, you know, are we going to save money to then get back to the same hole because we never dealt with our real financial problem?
Yeah.
Which at its core is something else. And then also this you know, lack of independence ultimately creates, it just creates problems. And you can see it all over 22-year-olds. I mean, it's almost rampant, at least in my opinion.
Money and sex, man. These are the two, these are the great challenges of the modern marriage. Don't you think?
Modern, yeah.
I mean, well, maybe of all marriages ever, modern, postmodern, historic, whatever. Like the big, maybe. I mean, maybe the bigger problems in the 1800s were weird diseases and, you know, falling over dead for no reason.
In the whoopee coffin, you're dead.
Right. Yeah. Those things were bad, I suppose. But it seems like in our day, the big arguments tend to come from this sort of stuff. And I don't envy this whole financial argument thing. This is rough.
I would also love to know how old they are, because I think there's stages in a marriage as well, and how long they've been married, or how, you know, sort of age wise, how they're seeing things. Because I think, you know, in the certain centuries when you would die before 40, you probably didn't have to struggle in your marriage about, should we have sex tonight or should I have an affair? You know, because you had 30 more years to live now with this same person, and how does that work? And, you know, that type of dynamic. But it would be interesting to see where they're at. Because if they're at a midlife-y kind of stage, you know, maybe there's some different things going on that need to be addressed.
Yeah, you never know. Well, let us know how it goes. I'd love to know how the argument, not the argument. Well, it's probably going to be an argument, but it's the conversation goes.
If you listen to this,
yeah.
I think that's a good start. Just say, hey, I sent an email about our personal life to this guy, and he talked about it in front of 10 people. Yeah. And so here you go.
10 people. You're still telling yourself that, aren't you? Wendy still tells herself it's only 10.
Up to 10. It's better than 2. Yeah.
She likes to just pretend because it helps her helps her get through the segment. Well, that's great. So exciting news. So Wendy and I are still working on our 12 series thing. We've hinted at it before. We'll let you guys know when things are live and ready to roll. But that's something that's going on. Do you have anything else to pimp? Any sort of a charity, charitable notions or anything?
Yeah. Bringing it back to rape. Annual Rape Recovery Center Art Festival Gala is coming up in April.
Yep.
And if anyone is interested in donating anything, it can be art, it can be services, it can be anything you want. We auction it off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for your business, but it also obviously helps us raise money. We're going to do, I don't know if she listens to the show. Don't you have a cupcake maker?
We did. To say that she's not ours to say, but she often would make cupcakes for us. Like she did Nurtacular stuff for a while. I could get in touch with her probably.
I need to find her because I've got this great idea. It's not like I make good cupcakes, so I need someone to help me, called Karma Cupcakes. And then there's, you know, Good Karma, of course, right? Which is actually not a thing, but we have a table with these cupcakes.
Yeah.
And you can get a cupcake because everyone needs something in their hands when they leave, you know?
Yeah, always.
So some donation for that. So anyway, so if anyone has anything they think would be great, can we art to...
We could wrap some Swedish in here. So like Andreas Hekberg, one of our most notorious fans, and he's really talented artist guy, and he could totally do something. So if you're listening, Andreas,
he is. Yeah, he's already responded to some of the Swedish talk, so I know he's listening.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. So I know Carter's going to do some art. I'm going to do some art. There's a chance to do some real good here. Last year, they raised a bunch of money. I'd love to see it happen again this year. So,
Chaos Child wants to know who they contact about donating. Should they send an email to the show?
Yeah, have them send it to the show.
Yeah, send it to the show.
And then I'll forward those on to Wendy when they make
it. And then I'll respond back to you. Yeah, that would be
awesome. morningstream@gmail.com, folks.
Correct. Send them there. Awesome. And awesome. Well, Wendy, have a great week, and we'll look forward to the fantastic gala in the coming months.
Yes.
Go Sweden or something.
Go Sweden in the Olympics. Woo!
Yay, Sweden! Sweden on. All right.
Well, there's that bit of business.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
It was good.
It was really good today. I really enjoyed that. We don't have emails today, but instead we have a reminder about a contest.
The contest.
And this is how it goes. Instead of emails, we're going to remind you guys about the Wacom that we're giving away. A bunch of you have already entered. There is still time to enter. We're giving it away Tuesday on the show. It's Tuesday is the plan here. We're giving away a Wacom Splash and a copy of Sketchbook Pro for the Mac or PC. Works for both. All of this courtesy of Hammond Chamberlain, local fan,
yes.
Cool guy, regular chat room attendee.
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah. Good man, this Hammond Chamberlain man. We're going to do this Tuesday, and you can enter by, you literally have to do this. You have to put in the subject line the word Wacom. Don't put therapy or Thursday anywhere because that gets put in another folder. I'll never see it. This already happened to a couple of people.
As a really, oh, that's hilarious.
Like, hey, I'd love to win the Wacom. By the way, I love Therapy Thursday. Got thrown in another folder. So be careful with that. Anyway, it's Wacom. And don't worry if you've already done that. I fixed all of you, but I just don't want to miss anybody. Put Wacom on the subject line. That's W-A-C-O-M, although some of you think it's W-A-Y-C-O-M. I don't know why. Keep putting Y's in there.
Wacom.
This is perfect for anybody who wants to draw, do digital stuff. If you got a kid who seems really talented and you want to kind of help push their talent along, this is an awesome way to do that. It's a $135 tablet, not including that software. So a good deal, wow. And it's free. We're giving it away next Tuesday. That's Wacom in the subject line. So keep that up. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This fantastic week of TMS comes to a close. I'd like to thank Scott Fletcher, Alpha Geek Radio, Daryl, Wendy, everybody, Cleo, everybody who called in today.
Yes.
And for the week, please go to our website, frogpants.com/TMS. You can find us on the tweeters at MorningStream, at Scott Johnson, and at Coverville. And send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. Brian, I think we should get the hell out of here, and if we're going to do it, we may as well do it
with a song
selection.
Sure. By the way, Irony Man wants to know if it's U.S. or worldwide for the contest.
It is. Yeah, it's a good question. I never said, did I? I guess it's worldwide because I never said.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Anyone, anywhere.
Anyone, anywhere. Even in Tonga, where their Olympic medal count is one.
Through the roof, though,
per capita.
Yeah, amazing work. Anyway.
All right, this one is going out to Teresa, a.k.a. Rogue Tess. We see her every Nerdtacular. And,
she's
and
the best. She's been around forever since, like, the old CNET Buzz Out Loud days and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she says, "Hi, Brat and Scryan. The accordions in one of your Russian covers reminded me of my unholy love of Those Darn Accordions. It's a band. Please play any of their awesome covers. Some of my favorites are Do You Think I'm Sexy, Whole Lot of Love, and Stairway to Heaven. I'd love to hear this during the Winter Olympics if possible, or any time in the gloom of winter, because what's more cheery than an accordion cover? Show the love, though, Teresa, a.k.a. Rogue Tess."
Brilliant.
Let's go with the last of the ones she mentioned, Stairway to Heaven. This one comes from their 1991 album, Vangole Fisarmonica. I'm guessing a pronunciation there, but yeah, that's really
I'll take
fun
your word
to say
for
it
on
way.
That one, sure.
Those Darn Accordions and their cover of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Sweet. Here it is. Big show day tomorrow. We got the Instance final score, Current Geek. We got a film sack over the weekend. Man from Planet X is on doc. Still happening this week. TMS may be over, but everything else is about to begin.
Whoa. Over for the week.
For the week. Let's make a few.
Careful. We have sensitive people out there.
I know. We got to be careful.
So.
And if you wanted to come back, you better donate to the Patreon. That's all I can say.
That's right. Well, don't forget.
Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wipe.
Yep. You get a Comfort Wipe and have one on us. That's going to do it for us. I like that you're blowing your nose right when I said Comfort Wipe. That's great.
Yeah, it's perfect timing.
Perfect timing, everybody. It's Stairway to Heaven. See you next week. Thank you.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I had to show off my flaky bottom crust.
Her flaky bottom crust.
Oh, baby.